AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at rubrik.com. That's rubrik.com.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
What is going on, guys? Welcome back to the Play Action Podcast. I'm Aiden O'Hara, and of course, I'm here with Vinny Jackson. Vinny, how you doing?
I'm doing great, Aiden. You know, week five, is it, already in the books?
Yes.
You know, our main team, Steelers, Packers, we're on a bye week, so it's a bit bit more of a chill week for, I guess, watching.
But didn't have to worry.
Yeah, but fantasy-wise, Aiden and I both got some fantasy wins.
Some close wins.
My win was... you know, I put up like 138 points, but I only ended up winning by 0.02 points.
Yeah.
So it came down to the Thursday or the Monday night. Who was it? Oh, Xavier Worthy. I was playing against. Luckily, you know, we're off. But
yeah. Geez, and my game went down to, it was ETN just had to, I think, outscore the Jags defense. And the entire game, I was like, all right, we're chilling. Like, we're good. I was like, all right, I'm going to go to bed early. And then out of nowhere, of course, Jags get a pick six. Totally screw me. But the Chiefs did end up scoring again. So no harm, no foul.
But yeah, I mean, like we said, we got a decently action-packed episode. Aiden, we got the usual news, usual guest to player. Aiden has some mystery thing. I don't know what it is. Probably something that's very hard.
No, it's actually not. This game takes zero skill.
That, yeah, I don't know about that. but yeah, I mean, we got a packed episode. We got some predictions we'll throw in at the end. So, Aiden, do you have any pre-ep announcements, or do you want to get rolling?
No, I guess just, you know, head over to snapcountnfl.com, test your NFL trivia knowledge, and yeah, let's get straight into some news.
All right, into the news. Starting it off, we got pretty much one, I guess you could say, breaking story that's non-injury story, and that is the Joe Flacco trade. So just yesterday, I believe, as we're recording this, Aiden informed me that the Browns are giving away Joe Flacco to the Bengals, who are, you know, very desperate for something.
They need whatever they can get.
Yeah, I didn't see all the logistics of the trade. You know, like, did they can't really have gotten much. I mean,
no,
can't really have gotten much.
I think it's like pretty much nothing. But
maybe a couple late rounders or something.
If that.
I mean, yeah, but you know, the Bengals pretty much got destroyed. Had a little bit of garbage time touchdowns for Jamar Chase, which I know helped Aiden's team drastically. But yeah, I mean, Lions pretty much
like
steamrolled them.
A sixth round pick. Oh no, a fifth round pick for Joe Flacco and a sixth round pick.
So he's basically worth one round, is what they're getting at with that trade.
Pretty much.
Yeah, I mean, you know, is it possible? Could Joe Flacco have one of those just like random few games of doing well? Maybe.
I mean, I think he's better than anything else they have on their team.
Yeah, so. And I mean, they definitely, you know, has more weapons on offense. I mean, you know, you got Higgins, you got Chase. Is Tyler Boyd still on there?
No, he's on the Titans, I believe.
I think you're right. Yeah, so, you know, definitely could be a change. I mean, as far as the Browns, They've been starting this Gabriel guy, who don't know much about him. But you know, the question was, you know, will they trust Shedeur Sanders? It looks like they're not doing it yet.
Yeah,
I mean, could, you know, depending on how this guy plays, you know, they could he see the field? It would be interesting to see, but you know, he could have just joined the Ravens, and he would have got playing time.
In the long term aspect, I think it makes sense that he would rather go to the Browns.
I mean, I don't know, because like, I guess Lamar's young, but he gets injured somewhat frequently. Yeah. You gotta think about it. Jordan Love was behind Rodgers at the Packers for a few years.
That's true.
And he was obviously older, so he kind of saw it coming. But Browns aren't really a franchise team that you want to be.
Yeah.
You know, but you know, nevertheless, we'll see how that plays out for both of those teams. But you know, both need some sort of spark.
Mm-hmm.
But getting into the injuries as usual, we got a lot of questionables. Some people possibly returning this week. So to start it off, Kyler Murray left Sunday's game for a bit, which did make me very nervous. He ended up returning, finishing out the game. He's still questionable for this upcoming week. So I think I have Daniel Jones, actually. I picked up Daniel Jones on the fantasy bench.
He's been balling. So.
He's honestly been doing better. I probably should just be starting him anyways. So yeah, may have to look for some other options if you have him in fantasy. But probably biggest injury of the week was Omarion Hampton. Left the game or with the ankle injury, and he was put on IR. I'm not sure the exact specific ankle injury, but he is out for at least 4 games. Yeah, so I know everybody was scrambling.
He's been playing good too.
Yeah, he was kind of came out of nowhere, just started putting up numbers for people in fantasy. But, you know, people are scrambling to get his backups.
Mm-hmm. I think, and with the Najee out, I mean, they're down to
free agents.
Yeah.
I don't know. Did you end up getting one? I know you're pretty low on the priorities in our league.
No. I don't even think I tried, but I know the guy in last. I think Matt got him.
So. Yeah. I threw in a waiver, but it didn't go through. So yeah, that's a big one. Another.
When you think boots, you think Ariat. You think comfort from day one and durability to day 1,000. You think steel toes on the job, square toes on the dance floor, with style that owns a Saturday night and still looks sharp enough for Sunday dinner. And through every mile and every moment, you're thinking Ariat boots. Boots that show up, stand out, turn bad ideas into better stories, and still punch the clock come Monday morning. Now, it's time to stop thinking and start shopping. Find your Ariat boots at Ariat.com or a retailer near you.
I mean, season-ending injury, but Antonio Gibson ended up tearing his ACL in the Patriots game.
Mm.
So, you know, that gives more workload to Ramondre Stevenson.
Who keeps fumbling it away.
Yeah, I mean, I got him on my fantasy team, and he just, he's got the most fumbles in the league for a non-quarterback. And maybe even anyone.
He fumbles a lot.
Yeah. I know he has the most fumbles lost, but fumbles in general, he's probably up there. I see at least one a game. Some two. I mean, Steelers, he fumbled twice.
Yeah.
At least. But, yeah, so that'll be an interesting dynamic because they are looking – Patriots are, you know, on the upswing, you could say.
Yeah, especially after this week.
Yeah, so there's that. Another running back, Bucky Irving – was potentially going to return this week, but people, my sources are telling me he's likely not going to play.
Ooh.
Which does, you know, give Rashad White that extra week of fantasy value, which helped me secure the win this week. So he had a big week, and, you know, probably expecting more of the same from him.
Yeah.
You know, they like to use the running backs in the receiving game a lot, too. So definitely an eye out. Definitely keep an eye out if you got him on your team. Also with them, Godwin is—he was back for 2 weeks, and he's back to not practicing.
Oh,
so you know they're still missing Mike Evans.
He is so injury prone.
I mean, more for Egbuka. He's gonna be getting all the targets. Additionally, we got Brock Bowers not practicing. He missed this last week. Still not practicing. Jawan Jennings not practicing yet either, but he is more likely to return than previous weeks. Lamar Jackson still not practicing. It's possible he plays.
I doubt it at this point.
Yeah, I mean, what's their matchup this week?
They got the Rams.
They'll probably lose.
Yeah, so you almost would rather just rest him.
But I mean, you kind of, this is the time where they're needing wins.
Yeah,
the Steelers are pulling away with the league, and the Ravens are 1-4.
Yeah,
which is crazy to think about.
Yeah, that's bad.
Interesting to see what they'll do with that. And then Kamara, I just stumbled upon this checking my fantasy lineup, but he actually got hurt his ankle at practice today.
Ooh.
So I heard it's just a little something they called it.
Interesting. So,
yeah, I definitely need him because I don't have any backups in my one league.
Yeah.
But yeah, so those are kind of the main, you know, questionables to look out for this coming week. We're averaging about one season-ending injury a week,
yeah.
at least for offensive players, pretty much offensive only. So yeah, it's unfortunate, but it's part of the game.
Yeah,
maybe it's the turf. I don't know.
Maybe
I never played football, so I can't.
Yeah.
Speak on it, but yeah, I mean that's all I got there. Aiden, do you want to add anything else, or do you want to hop into our next segment?
Yeah, I don't think I have anything. I just say we hop into some Guess the Player.
All right, getting into our next segment, Guess the Player. I got four stat lines here. Aiden will take his usual stab at them, and then we'll talk about the games, throw in some extra things as well. Just do a little recap of the week.
All right, let's get
it. So the first one I got here is a receiver with a pretty hefty stat line this week. We have 7 for 7, so 7 targets, 7 receptions, for 163 yards and a touchdown.
Wow. Okay, so it's a pretty baller week from this receiver. Initially, it makes you want to think. I mean, like 7 catches would actually be like a career low for Puka.
So yeah.
It makes me think it's not him. Honestly, like I don't really know. I know of some players that kind of went off, and that would make me want to guess them. So you know, I'll just go with Mika Egbuka.
That is actually correct. I think you may have actually cheated on that.
I swear to God, I didn't. Yeah,
but,
I just could.
Yeah, I mean, I played against him in fantasy, so I had to throw this one in there. I mean, he didn't do too much, even like it was like up to the first half, but then.
And then,
he just started getting huge catches, and then
neither team. It was only 13-7 in the first half, and then the teams just really started erupting in that second half, which was honestly a great game. I was watching a lot of the second half.
The Buccaneers, all their games have been like very close, like come down to a field goal.
Yeah,
which but this one they won on a field goal, right?
Yeah, I believe
that's
so.
Like at least two of their games.
I think almost. Like, are you talking came down to a field
like,
goal?
Either one off of a field goal.
I think they did against the Jets.
I mean,
they
all
did against the Texans, and they did against the Falcons. I think all but the Eagles game.
Was when their field goal was blocked.
Yeah.
So they're, you know, they are probably got a pretty low point differential. But, yeah, I mean, they're just fun to watch. Baker's been, he's been wheeling and dealing the whole season.
I mean, almost 400 yards with only 4 incompletions is pretty crazy.
Yeah, and I mean, like we said, Godwin got hurt. They're kind of down to, I mean, Egbuka, and then they got Sterling Shepard on the roster. I know they got, is it Tillman, or is it Tillman that they have one guy on IR?
I'm not sure.
I think it's Tillman, because he's on someone in our league's IR. But they got him, and then it's really Egbuka just kind of leading the charge, which as a rookie, very impressive.
Mm-hmm.
And this still got Kate Otten as well.
Then even on the other side, Jaxon Smith-Njigba has just been absolutely insane this season. 8 catches, 132.
Yeah,
and a touchdown.
I mean, I could have thrown him as the guest player, but he's been balling every week. I think it goes Puka, I think it's Puka, him, and then Igbuka in fantasy.
Yeah, probably.
Which, I mean, what round was he?
I think Jackson was earlier.
Was he like fourth?
He might have been third. I remember him going earlier. Igbuka was later, and then Puka was obviously a first rounder, but... Yeah, I mean, both Sam Darnold and Baker played such a good game. Sam Darnold did throw the one pick, which pretty much lost them the game. That basically, it was tied. Seahawks had a chance to go win it, and then he threw that pick, which gave the Buccaneers field goal. So, yeah, these two teams are very exciting. Seahawks being 3-2,
I could see them being a play. I mean, you know.
Oh yeah, for sure.
Sneaking into a wild card, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe.
Yeah, because they got the Rams in their division, which.
Yeah, and the Rams have been balling as well.
Yeah, but really good teams. I think they're both going to be good this season.
I agree with that. All right, let's move into the next one. We'll do this one. We got a QB. We got 23 for 27 with 244 yards, 4 touchdowns.
4
touchdowns. As well as 1 rush for 30 yards.
Dang. Okay.
So you could say quite the performance.
Yeah. 4 touchdowns could be maybe Jared Goff, but I don't know. I think they had a lot of rushing touchdowns. You know what? I think it's actually going to be...
Wait, does he know?
I think it's going to be Dak Prescott.
Ooh, that is incorrect. He did do pretty well, though. I was thinking about throwing him in, but this player is C.J. Stroud.
Oh, I was thinking about him.
So, yeah, I mean, just destroyed the Ravens.
Yeah.
Wasn't much to really,
The Ravens, believe it or not, were favored in this game.
Without Lamar.
Yeah.
Also,
the Jets were favored in their game against the Cowboys. Both of them got blown out.
I mean, this one I could definitely, you know, the Cowboys, you don't know what you're going to get.
Yeah, but C.J. Stroud finally played good. I feel like he's kind of been playing bad all season. Their run game is still not very good. They had so many people get rushing yards.
Yeah, and is this a glitch, or where is Woody Marks?
I think his name is Jaquavius Marks.
What?
But his nickname is Woody.
No. Well, in fantasy, they started putting nicknames, and I just thought that was his first name.
Yeah, I think, I didn't know that, but just looking, there's a guy named Marks.
I didn't even see that. I mean, they got so many running backs.
Yeah.
It's absurd. But yeah, he really did get outshined by Nick Chubb in this one.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of unfortunate, because I picked he's one of my main running backs in one of my leagues, and they got a bye week this week, and then Mixon may be returning.
Yeah.
So, I mean, they just got a packed room there. They still got Damian Pierce.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, kind of start dishing some of these guys out.
Mm-hmm. Seriously.
Get some trade value in there. I mean, but yeah, not really much to even speak on. Just kind of goes to show you that without Lamar, the Ravens,
yeah.
I mean, even with Lamar, they're still 1-3. I mean, granted, you know, they lost to the Bills. Like, you know.
They lost to Bills, Chiefs, and Lions.
Yeah, so they may be the best 1-4 team, if we're being honest.
Yeah, I would agree. But their defense also is just absolutely booty cheeks this year. They've given up 44, 37, 38,
against good teams. Against 41. Good teams.
Yeah, but... They played the Rams this week, and then Bears.
And they haven't even gotten a look at the Steelers yet.
Yeah.
With how the Steelers are moving.
Their schedule, if everyone was healthy, I mean, they play the Rams. Okay, that's a tough matchup. Bears could be tough. Dolphins, probably not. Vikings is tough. Browns, again, not. Jets, not. But then the end of their schedule... Bengals, who if they get Joe Burrow back, Steelers, Bengals, Patriots, Packers, Steelers. Yeah. The Ravens just had an absolute gauntlet this season.
Yeah. I mean, they could easily end with a losing record, which would be pretty surprising. Yeah. I mean, as we're mentioning, though, Derrick Henry, who started off hot, has been pretty underwhelming.
Yeah.
At least fantasy-wise, I mean, 15 carry. I mean, they were down the whole game.
Yeah.
But averaging just 2 yards a carry. You know, he's kind of just one of, he's just always, like, hit or miss. Like,
mm-hmm.
he'll just be just, like, dominating a game or just getting stuffed every time.
Yeah.
Kind of, I guess, depends. But, yeah, I mean, Cooper Rush couldn't get the job done. Wasn't like his Cowboy era.
Yeah.
And, yeah, we'll see if they, Ravens got a chance this year.
Yeah, probably not.
That schedule is crazy. But, all right, let's move into another game here. We have got, all right, 18 for 25, 221 passing yards, 1 passing touchdown, 1 interception, 3 sacks. And then we got 10 rushes, 54 yards, and 2 rushing touchdowns.
Ooh, I mean, the 2 rushing touchdowns. It's got to be Trevor Lawrence, right?
That is correct. I didn't think you knew he got 2.
I remember he got 1 earlier in the game, but then the last one obviously is.
Yeah, I mean
the
that
big hitter.
Yeah, who would have thought? I mean, I don't know what the spread was on this game, but Jaguars have been heating up these
4-1.
Yeah, 4-1. They kind of just. I mean. All of a sudden, they're 4-1. I didn't even realize.
And, like, even in a game where, I mean, Trevor Lawrence, that stat line you just put out, other than the 2 rushing touchdowns, passing-wise, is not very good by his standards. So, yeah, Mahomes had 300 yards, can't get it done, mostly due to that pick 6 that in the red zone.
Yeah, 99-yarder. 99-yard pick 6 almost put Aiden's fantasy team out of business.
Yeah, I was literally about to go to bed cuz I was like, all right, there's no way. And then as I'm falling asleep, I see your text. Pick 6.
And you're like, "Wait, did you assume it was them? Cuz they had the ball, or you just like, "Oh, is the Chiefs got a pick 6?"
I forget. Maybe I just had a feeling it was going to be against me, so.
Yeah, I mean, the Chiefs are, I mean, I don't know. They're 2-3, but they've been moving pretty well.
Yeah.
Outside of this, I mean, they still got a decent bit of injuries. Xavier Worthy was questionable, ended up playing. They got one more week until Rashee Rice can return.
Yeah.
And, yeah, Kareem Hunt kind of took the lead a bit more than Pacheco, which I have Pacheco in one of my leagues.
I mean, they got the same amount of carries.
Yeah, Kareem was the red zone guy. I guess more of the power back guy. Mm. He had 2 of the rushing touchdowns.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I mean, the Chiefs, they're still good. But it's weird seeing them 2-3.
Yeah.
It's weird seeing them with a losing record.
And they might even be 3rd in their division. Yeah, they're 3rd in their division right now.
Yeah,
so.
The Raiders are just cooking this year.
No, yeah, it's not the Raiders.
It's the Chargers and the Broncos.
Yes.
Yeah, I mean, so yeah, what did we learn, really? The, you know, the Jaguars, 4-1, could be kind of a bit of a sleeper team if they can... They can keep the momentum up for sure. All right, let's talk about one more game here, and then we can brush over anything we missed. But this one, we got a pretty good stat line. We got 12 targets, 10 receptions, 146 yards, and 0 touchdowns.
Oh God!
So quite a receiving game. I mean, there's obviously a lot this could be, but
that just
figured I'd talk about this game.
Puka. But I believe this might be a guy that I have on my fantasy team.
Well, you have to think what I want to talk about the Rams game. Like, let's think about that.
Nah, I'm going to go Stephon Diggs.
So that is actually correct. I thought you may, you know, it was the Thursday night or the Rams game, yeah, which they did lose that. But yeah, I mean, Patriots, I think I said Bills last week, but I mean,
we both said
Bills, but I did preface it by saying that these divisional matchups are always down to the wire. Like, I mean, Patriots have been playing pretty well, but like they can be playing terrible, and then when they play the Bills, it just, you know, it must be that Tom Brady just energy that they have. But yeah, I mean, Stephon Diggs was the main guy. I mean,
finally,
10 receptions versus 3 for the next person. So, you know, could be big for. I got him in one of my leagues on the bench. You got him, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Could be a big breakout.
Yeah. And yeah, I mean, he played a huge game. No passing touchdowns for the Patriots, but Ramondre did get 2 rushing touchdowns despite
fumble. Yeah, I mean, 2 yards a carry. He's kind of just been down. I mean, I don't even know if he's worth. Did he have the goal line fumble against the Steelers, or was that?
I think he did.
Yeah, cause I was gonna say you just use him for the red zone, but yeah, I mean, it's risky. He did have the two rushing touchdowns. Antonio Gibson, like we said, did go down.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I mean, Bills get their first loss, and with that, does that end the undefeated teams?
Yeah, because the Eagles lost.
Eagles lost too. Well, yeah. So only took 5 weeks.
Yeah, that's
which I feel
crazy.
Like usually it's longer, but is it?
Yeah, I feel like.
I mean,
remember that one weird year where the Cardinals started off 7-0?
Remember when the Steelers started off like what were they? Were they 12-0?
I think it was 11-0.
That year, that was just a weird year.
Chase Claypool tweeted, "Losing, never heard of her."
And then we lost to the Commanders.
Yeah, and then the Bengals, and then...
We got destroyed by the Bills in the playoffs.
No, I think that year was the Browns in the playoffs.
No, really?
I think so.
Maybe it was Bills regular season. I don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you know, all good things must come to an end. And yeah, I mean, Bills, you know, still, you know... They're still obviously the Bills.
So. Yeah, they'll be fine.
No one's worried. I mean, you know, James Cook, still the lead back by far.
Mm-hmm.
Josh Allen had 9 carries. And then Kincaid, over a 100-yard game.
Yeah.
He's been stepping it up a bit for them. Sure. Shakir kind of stepped it down for me the week I started him.
These Bills receivers are too hard to predict.
Yeah, like Coleman. Sometimes it's Coleman. Sometimes it's Samuel. Sometimes it's Shakir. You know, now that it's weird to think Diggs was on the Bills.
Yeah.
Like I remember they mentioned the broadcast. I'm like, oh, I've totally forgot about that.
Yeah, and then he was on the Texans last year.
He was.
Yeah. Now Patriots, and then
so he went. Obviously. He went Vikings to Bills.
Yeah.
To Texans. I guess I do remember that. I just remember getting. I think got him mixed up with, like, Hopkins.
Yeah, Hopkins is also... I actually just saw a dude talking about this, about how all these big-name receivers are kind of tainting their legacy for the younger generation, because little kids are going to see Julio Jones think,
I mean,
oh, yeah, he sucked with the Eagles, even though... Or, like, DeAndre Hopkins, oh, he sucked with the Texans.
Yeah, well, I wouldn't put Diggs there.
I'm not talking about Diggs.
He's still decently young.
But there's a lot of these receivers that are just
Antonio Brown.
Yeah.
Back in his...
I mean, but think about it, like, Megatron, he quit early.
Well, he quit pretty early. Like,
I mean, yeah,
earlier than most.
But still, like, people refer to him as one of the best of all time because of that.
Antonio Brown didn't... Yeah. I mean,
if he didn't go crazy, he'd be.
He quit on time if he didn't go crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah, but. Yeah, interesting perspective there. Could agree with that. But yeah, I mean, those are the stat lines I had. I mean, is there anything you wanted to run through? I mean.
Mac Jones, 49ers win against the Rams in OT.
Yeah, he was clutch. He was clutching up.
Yeah.
Everyone's praising him.
The Monday or the Sunday morning game in London.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Vikings beat the Browns. That game, honestly, Vikings were kind of down for a while, and then they ended up coming back to win it at the end. Cowboys beat up on the Jets. Giants, they may have gotten clapped by the Saints, but they kind of choked. They were in the
driver's seat. I think I said Saints last week, didn't I? Yeah, see, I know these things.
Yeah, except you still went 7-7 in prediction.
And what did you go?
6-8, but...
Exactly, that gave me the difference.
Panthers beat the Dolphins in a late one. That was a good game. Broncos beat the Eagles to knock them off. That was a good game. Titans beat the Cardinals last second.
Oh, that was a good game. They had that little blunder there.
Yeah.
Just like a fumble and then...
It was a pick. Oh. He fumbled it and then...
Just kept kicking it around to the end zone and then someone fell on it.
Yeah, and then...
I mean, Raiders just fall short of the Colts.
Colts look like the real deal.
Yeah, I know. They got blown out. Yeah, I mean, I did predict this. I did predict the Colts being atop of that division. Yeah. I do believe so, and I stand by that. They're 4-1. Jonathan Taylor, 3 tutties.
Yeah.
He's just always... I wish I had him in fantasy. But.
Yeah. Then, I guess one of the only other ones, Lions beat up on the Bengals, but Jamar Chase did get his garbage time touchdowns, which was helped clutch you for me, I mean, in fantasy. So,
rather, yeah, lucky.
Although it's going to be tough this week because I need Jamar to go off. So if he can get garbage time points against the Packers after we're up by 40.
See, this is the fantasy dilemma.
Yeah.
Or when you have two teams playing each other, two of your fantasy team, or like, you know.
Yeah.
Fantasy always just makes you like.
I think I'll
be
always
a weird fan. You always prioritize Packers win.
Yeah, I think so.
It goes Packers.
And I think
parlays.
Fantasy. If I have a big parlay, I'm
choosing. But up to what? Like, what if it's like a $10,000 for one loss for the Packers that may not even matter?
No, then that's would go above everything. But I'm talking for fantasy. Even like a $5 where I put $5 down and I have a chance to win like $100, I think I'm choosing the $100.
Yeah. I mean, our fantasy league, I don't even know if we really have like a buy-in anymore. So
yeah,
it's more just the bragging rights.
Yeah. But yeah, those are pretty much all the games we had. A lot of good ones. I kind of forgot like how good they were.
Yeah, I mean, our predictions will probably show that.
Yeah, but... Yeah, I say we head over to my new game. All right, for my game this week, it's going to be a little game of try not to say the same thing as me. So how this game is going to work, I have 15 categories. Your goal is to make it to the end without saying the same thing as me for every single category. And it's going to go from broad to specific.
So, like, you already have them picked. Is it one of those things?
Yeah.
Okay. I've seen these on, like, TikTok and stuff like that.
All right. Do you want to do it where we say them at the same time? Or you can just say it, and I'll tell you what mine was.
I guess I'll probably say okay. It first.
Ready to start
So, it's like a gauntlet.
There's 15. Okay. You have to make it safe through all 15. Number one, and also they go from broad to very specific.
Oh.
All right. Name an NFL player, any past or present.
They have an infinitely good chance of getting this. All right. I'm going to go with Ed Tootall Jones.
Oh, okay.
That's who you
No. I had Jalen Warren.
All right. Yeah, I wasn't gonna pick someone that.
Yeah.
That
all right. Easy. Name a Hall of Famer.
Oh, can I say the same one? No. All right. See, I think I know who you're thinking of, so I'm gonna pick who I'm picking. And then.
Yeah, this one you could lose on.
But who's a Hall of Famer? Oh, low key. Wait, do I even know a Hall of Famer?
Oh my.
Okay, I know like the obvious ones, but those are the ones you're looking out for.
Yeah.
All right. Hold up. Someone's coming to mind.
Dude, I have a bad feeling you're about to lose on this one.
Now I don't know if this person's Hall of Famer. Okay. Yeah. Okay, I got one.
Okay.
I'm just gonna say it. Eric Dickerson.
Oh, that's a good one. I had Ray Lewis.
Is he a Hall of Famer?
Yeah.
Okay, just making sure.
All right. Name any offensive player.
No, these are so broad. I mean, the chances of me naming the same one are... Okay. Current?
Yeah.
Part of me thinks... Okay. Are you like? Is there like a mind trick to this based on like what you're saying?
No.
Like the letter, the signaling?
No.
All right. Let's go with Kyron Williams.
Okay. I had Michael Pittman. All right.
Okay, not a bad guess for me to guess.
Name an NFL MVP.
See, now, I kind of forget some of these.
This could be one where you trip up.
See, now, you could go for the obvious ones, but you're expecting me to... Okay, see, you're thinking I'm going to think deep into it. So you're going to try to pick someone that like I would think of but wouldn't come first to mind. Okay. So I'm just going to go with... but then you could be thinking that I'm thinking this.
I don't think it's that deep.
Okay. I'm going to go with Josh Allen.
Okay, no. I have Adrian Peterson.
See, I knew you were thinking I was going to think deeper into it, but then I just picked the easy guy.
Name a current wide receiver.
Oh, gosh. Come on. How about we go with... And the chances of you getting now. I will say... Adam Thielen.
Ooh, okay. I had Mike Evans.
Okay, I could see that.
Next up, name a current QB.
Ooh.
Narrowing it down.
Oh, okay. Oh, but see, who could I see you saying? How about... they have to be starting?
Yeah.
Jackson Dart.
Oh, I had a different one. Daniel Jones.
See, I was so close to him, but I'm like, okay, you said Pittman earlier, so you're trying to trick me.
Okay. Name any NFL team.
Okay, so you got like a 1 in 32 chance of getting this.
Yep.
But you're probably trying to think of someone who I'm thinking of. Okay, so I'm going to think like how I wouldn't normally think. And I'm going to go with the...
It's 1-32.
Panthers.
Okay, I had the Lions.
See, I wouldn't... Right. That one's too mainstream.
Halfway there. Name a running back in the NFC.
Okay, so wait, what teams were those? No, I'm kidding. Okay, so see, now you...
There's still so many. It would be very unlikely.
I mean, if we're going off of starters, if we're going off main running backs, but see, like, are you going to like pick some people that are on my fantasy team because they come to mind? How about, you know what, you may have picked this guy, but I'm going to say Rashad White.
No, I had Bill.
Oh, yeah. I don't think I would have said him.
All right. Name an AFC team. Any team in the AFC.
Okay. So this is, a little more narrow.
1 in 16 chance.
Ugh. See, now I think you could sneak something in here. I will rip the Dolphins. No, dude. Let me see it.
You can look. I have the Dolphins.
So now what mind tricks were you using?
Dolphins are, whenever I think of AFC, for some reason Dolphins are the first team I think of.
Honestly, that's kind of, maybe because AFC and like...
I don't know.
It just seems like sunshine and Dolphins are sunshine.
We can keep going though, even though you did lose.
Oh, man.
Next up, it would have been name a pass catcher on the Chiefs. Okay.
Oh, what? That's, okay, I probably would have said... is it current?
Yeah.
I think you would have said Hollywood Brown, so I would have said Xavier Worthy.
I had Travis Kelce, so.
Okay, so I would have been alive.
Okay, name a tight end in the AFC West.
Well, see, now I would have just heard you say Travis Kelce, and then I would have been like, oh, you're not going to say it back-to-back. But then you were going to say it back-to-back. So then I was going to say, but... I don't even... No, Yeah, I would probably say Travis Kelce.
Oh, that would have... I'd Brock Bowers.
See, so I think I knew you would have put him.
All right. Name a team in the NFC South. 1-4.
Which division is that?
The Buccaneers.
Yeah, I was joking. Okay. So, like, you probably would have said the Buccaneers because that came to your mind first. But you know I like the... You know I like the Falcons. And you know I like the Saints. Okay, I'm going to say Falcons.
I also said the Falcons.
Okay, that's a 1-4 chance. That's...
All right, name a current MVP. Someone who is currently playing and has an MVP trophy.
You probably would have said Lamar, so I would have said Mahomes.
I said Josh Allen.
Okay, would have been alive.
Name a team with a Super Bowl in the NFC North. So, Bears or Packers? 50%.
See, you'd be like, see, you're so predictable because you would have been like, oh, Vinny's going to pick the Packers because that's the only one he knows. And then you would have thought of me, you would have thought that I would have thought that you were going to pick the, like, say the Packers because it's obvious. So then you thought I would have said Browns or Bears.
You sound like a Princess Bride right now.
What is that?
It's a scene in a movie where...
Yeah. So, like, yeah, I think that you were going to think I was going to say Bears, so then I'm going to say Packers.
Nah, I said the Packers.
Oh,
what? Inconceivable. And then last up...
How is it more narrow than that?
Name a team Patrick Mahomes has played for.
Like college? I don't know.
It's just name a team, Patrick Mahomes. It's the narrowest category.
See, now, you think I'm going to say Chiefs, so I'm going to just say Chiefs.
I said the Chiefs. You could have said Texas Tech, but...
I forgot what school he went to. Those were pretty... Okay, that was a little harder than some. Those were a little narrow early on.
Yeah, well, that's the point of the game. You gotta win. So, yeah, you didn't do too bad. I'll give it to you. But, yeah, that's all we got for my new little game. Let's head to some predictions. All right, let's get into some predictions. As I was talking about earlier, this was a rather shocking week from both me and Vinny. I went 6-8. Vinny goes 7-7. So I do still hold a 2-game lead overall.
Yeah, I mean, you know, you never see me stoop that low, which really does show you that the unpredictability.
Yeah, this was a pretty crazy
week. Of this week.
And looking at this week, I'm seeing some games that could go either way, but I'm seeing a lot of games that's going to go exactly how I think. So
then that basically means to pick the opposite of you.
Okay. Thursday Night Football, Eagles at Giants.
Yeah, I mean,
Saquon both return home.
Both are, you know, on a not hot streak. Well, you know, I mean, Eagles just lost, but yeah, I mean, they're still better than Hopefully, you know, Saquon is actually questionable, I believe.
And they're playing at MetLife. That's like, that place is cursed. So
that's true. So maybe, you know, maybe AJ Brown will finally get some catches. Maybe. I don't know if I want to bench him or not.
But maybe.
Yeah, Eagles got it in the bag.
Yeah, Broncos at Jets. Broncos just defeated the, you know, Super Bowl champions. So that's
gonna be Broncos. Up. Broncos turning around a bit. I'm gonna stick with the Broncos.
Seahawks at Jags.
Ooh, see the Jaguars. I mean, the Jaguars got the momentum, so you're thinking that. But I'm actually gonna go with Seahawks.
I'm gonna go with Seahawks as well.
Okay.
Just makes the most sense. Chargers at Dolphins. Dolphins have been looking a lot better, but and also Chargers have been looking quite bad. They've lost their last two. I'm still gonna go Chargers though.
I will go Dolphins. I mean, wow. I do. Well, I want both teams to do good for fantasy, but
yeah.
Honestly, I mean, Dolphins turn around a bit.
All right, Rams at Ravens.
I mean, this one, you know,
I think even with Lamar, the Ravens are getting blown out in this one.
I mean, I wouldn't say blown out with Lamar, but I do think the Rams would win either way.
Yeah. They're all right. Cards at the Colts.
I mean, they got, you know, with Murray questionable and the Colts
just playing out of their minds.
The Colts just put up 40 on the Raiders. So
oh,
that,
gosh. That tells you how good they are.
Yeah, so yeah, I will roll with the Colts as well. I did predict them to be good at the beginning of the year, believe it or not.
I don't know if there's been a time when we've talked about the Colts where you haven't mentioned the fact that you thought
ever
they were
since I drafted Anthony Richardson, which yeah, what team is he sucked. On? What is team
he's,
is
he's still on the Colts. Do you know the Colts are beating the Raiders so bad that they put in Anthony Richardson?
Oh, I didn't even how did he do?
Terrible. I'm pretty sure he threw a pick.
No, come on. Anthony, dude, you got to give him a chance. He's an athletic guy.
Oh, okay, no. He threw two passes.
He was riddled with injuries. Was it last year or 2 years ago?
I think last year.
Yeah, he was riddled with injuries. I'd give him a chance.
What about whenever he was quote-unquote tired and walked off the field?
Okay, he probably got hurt, but he didn't want to admit that.
Okay. All right, next up, Cowboys at Panthers.
You know, the Cowboys are the Panthers are coming off a win.
Panthers?
I meant to say Panthers.
Yeah.
Panthers are coming off a win.
Both are, but I'm going to go Cowboys. They've been playing decent.
Yeah, I will say, they kind of turned it around since the beginning.
Yeah.
Ever since the Packers.
Yeah. Patriots at Saints.
Oh, see now, the Saints did get that upset.
Yeah, but
the Patriots also did get that upset. And Drake May's been looking good.
Yeah.
You got to roll with the Pats.
All right, Browns at the Lurs.
Oh, I mean, come on. Is this one even a question?
Yeah, the Steelers I think are going to just destroy them.
You know, all the AFC teams took an L this week, and then the Steelers were just on bye week, just chilling and preparing for
it. So
yeah, they've been ready for this.
All right, Titans at Raiders.
The Titans did get that win, a little clumsy win, but I think the Raiders are gonna bounce back.
Oh, I'm gonna go Titans here.
See, that's what they want. That's what the books want you to think.
I don't know. All right, 49ers at Bucks. Will Mac Jones have a little more magic in him? I don't think so, especially in Florida.
Buccaneers are home, and they're just, I mean, it'll be a fun game, I believe. But
Bengals at Packers.
I mean, if the Packers lose this
after a bye week, they gotta come out guns a blazing.
If the Packers lose this, I think Aiden's.
Yeah, I might crash out. We'll see.
Yeah.
All right, Lions at Chiefs. Do the Chiefs have devil magic in them for Sunday night?
But the Lions, the Lions are hot, and I don't know if the Chiefs offense can.
Yeah, can it's in keep Arrowhead, up with that. But I'm gonna go Lions as well.
Yeah.
Bills at Falcons. Bills gotta be.
I mean, Bill's gonna bounce back as always.
Yeah, and then last up, Bears at Commanders. Where last time these two teams played, the Commanders won off of a Hail Mary.
Oh, was it that game? Yeah, yes. I remember that. Bears are coming off a bye week though.
Yeah,
Commanders coming off a pretty
big win.
Pretty big win against the Chargers. It could, it could go either way.
I'm gonna go Commanders, just because mostly I want the Bears to lose.
You know, just because Bill's been playing better, I'm gonna go Commanders.
All right. So that is all of the predictions for
in
this
the books.
Week. It's looking like it might be a pretty good week. Packers and Steelers. Packers winning against the Bengals helps the Steelers.
That's true. So, I mean, but then again, how did the Packers? I mean, we saw what they did against the Browns, so they may have trouble with those
honestly,
AFC teams.
Honestly, that makes
teams.
Me think that the Steelers might have trouble.
No, okay.
That Browns
the Steelers
defense,
are used.
That Browns defense is no.
The Steelers
joke.
Have been whooping the Browns since I was born.
Yeah, I guess so.
But no, that one year in the playoffs. I guess it depends if Myles Garrett is just.
Yeah, I mean, he's a dog.
Hey, we got Broderick Jones on the line.
Oh, yeah, they'll be good.
They'll be fine.
But, yeah, that's all we got for this week. Make sure to share with some friends. You know, get people listening to the Play Action Podcast. Get them excited about the Play Action Podcast. And, Vin, you got anything else for them?
No, I mean, like we said, we got hopefully, you know, we'll do better this time around with predictions. So maybe don't take any of this as financial gambling advice. Yeah. But maybe
we have a family picks league, like the O'Hara family picks league, and I'm doing pretty good in it. So
I think that merely just shows the talent of the other O'Hara's in that league.
Maybe.
But yeah, as always, thank you for listening. You know, we got another exciting week of football, and we will see you in the next week for the recap.
All right.
All right. Peace.